And how did you go about finding your farmhouse on Weeks Hill Road?
Well, it was a real estate man by the name of Mr. Rutledge who took us all over town. And I remember the first time we went to a house, our road, which is now Weeks Hill Road and goes all the way to Edson Hill, our house was the last house on it. And it was a tiny, tiny, muddy road. And as he went, after we got through looking at the house and we were heading towards Edson Hill, he got stuck. And there we were, mother and I, and completely, it was a very bad day. The mud was up to our knees. And that was another not too good impression to start out with. But from the day go, we loved the house, which belonged to Holmes Welsh, who actually was in the 50s, he and John Flynn started the center. And but he was moving on. He was a very interesting man, who Harvard graduate, who was writing his thesis on Buddhism, offshoots of Buddhism, in our house. And it was supposed to be one of the best papers ever written on that subject.
He taught himself Chinese.
Yes.
How to speak Chinese back when technology wasn't quite as it is today. There was no Rosetta Stone. So,
my mother was the one who really, and she was not a bossing mother-in-law, but she said, "This is the house, George, you and Hannah should buy, because it was such a charming place and really turned out to be a wonderful place for us."
Was there much that you needed to do to the property in terms of renovations when you moved in?
We had to do quite a bit to the house, put in some renovations, put in new bathrooms and things like that. But fundamentally, structurally, not really too much. The house lended itself to our way of life. We had 8 bedrooms, and so which were always filled with people while my children were coming back from school after they went away to school, full of skiers all weekend, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful place. Still is.
I remember that for financial restraints, I think Dad asked Holmes if he would mind selling him the house and 10 acres. But Holmes insisted that he sell him the house and 200 acres. So if you want one, you get the whole thing. And we still have the house and the 200 acres, which is wonderful, wonderful piece of property.